It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. How can you know if someone is in pain when they're unable to tell you? Sean Mackey is chief of the Division of Pain Management at Stanford University School of Medicine. His team has had a breakthrough.
We can now put people into a neuroimaging scanner. And based upon looking at their patterns of brain activity, we can determine whether somebody is actually in pain.
Think about what that means for stroke victims, for babies, for people who can't talk. Mackey says the nature of pain made this technology hard to develop.
The first thing we have to recognize is that pain is, by its very definition, a subjective experience, not unlike other subjective experiences such as love, as fear, hate. I mean, how would people respond if they said that we had a love meter?
I've seen those in bars, but I don't think it's the same thing.
That's right. This is the same problem we've had with pain. For many, many decades, we've been trying to find the pain meter. People have used blood pressure changes, heart rate changes, facial grimacing. The problem is all of them have been inadequate.
Mackey's team uses a system called machine learning. It associates brain patterns with meanings.
We train this computer algorithm based upon a known set of parameters. In this case, whether somebody is in pain or they're not in pain. And we run this over and over and over again, and the machine algorithm learns. And then what we do is we feed it novel, independent subjects who the computer has never seen before, and we say, take your best guess on whether these people who it had never seen before, never seen this data, were in pain or not in pain.
And the computer was right more than 80% of the time, which for Mackey was the eureka moment.
I didn't believe it. I was astounded, actually.
There's still a great deal of research to be done on this technology, but Mackey's team sees possibilities beyond just pain detection.
An additional application of this that I'm particularly excited about is the way of having an objective biomarker of pain that we can use to tailor our treatments for an individual person. And so wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a way of objectively determining whether a particular therapy was working for a specific person and we understood why, so that we could do without that laborious trial and error process that we currently go through of giving a patient one treatment after the other until we find something that works.
Sean Mackey from Stanford University School of Medicine. Presenting Tech News Theater. Today's play, The Library. Producer Larissa Anderson will play a person who likes books. I will play a library's website.
Hello, website.
Hello, book enthusiast.
I hear Amazon has this new thing where I can check out Kindle books.
Yes.
Great.
Kinda.
What do you mean, kinda?
Well, first, your library needs to be one of the 11,000 that are part of the program, and you'll need a library card, of course.
Okay.
Not all books are available for Kindle, and some that are might be checked out and you can't get to them. So if you want to find out about that girl who kicked the hornet's nest, sorry, get in line.
But these are electronic files. Can't they just distribute more?
It's a licensing thing.
Maybe I'll just buy the book.
Or you can be patient and get it for free. You know, library. Oh, and you can take notes in your book that will reappear if you check it out again or if you buy it.
Huh, this isn't how the library used to work.
It's a whole new world. You can even talk loudly if you want. Library!
Library!
And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.